Hi, my name is Samir, host of the Quadball Podcast. I go to William Patterson University in New Jersey. I played rugby at the New Potsdam, and I played soccer at the PSC Combine at Randall's Island. I ran track my freshman year, and I was a sprinter, but now due to the time and age, I mostly run distance. I support a few teams. I support Liverpool, All Blacks, Knicks, Mets, and the Flyers. Based on that list, you can probably tell I'm not used to winning. The three countries I support are Team USA, England, and Scotland. In rugby, I was a winger, and I didn't want to be a part of the scrum half at the time. Some of my small flexes that I was the fastest on the team, my times were 12 seconds for the 100 meter dash and 8 seconds for the 60 meter dash. I'm a track nerd, and I love talking times and track. My main idol involves a few people, Usain Bolt and Pat McAfee. I've probably been watching Pat for every day for the last 3 years now. Today's episode will feature NYC versus Boston, a three-game series where we break down the tactics used by each coach. So in game one, New York City took the lead by scoring first in the game, executing a nice stack, and setting the tone with a smooth finish. Boston quickly responded by scoring to equalize early in the first game, sensing the need to control the tempo and conserving energy after a fast start. New York City aimed to slow down the pace of the game, recognizing that the person who controls the ball controls the pace of the game. Despite Boston's solid defense, New York City utilized their width to gradually break down Boston's defensive line. Boston relied on counterattacks to create scoring opportunities, while New York City opted for a more deliberate approach, maintaining possession and dictating the flow of the game. New York City picked up the speed, while Boston's defense appeared disorganized, especially with Boston playing only three defenders at the back. The defensive strategy seemed to be working in Boston's favor, as they maintained a slight edge in the closely contested match. However, New York City began to come back at the front behind, but with the renewed sense of urgency, New York City shifted into a higher gear, rapidly accumulating points and seizing the lead. The momentum swung in New York City's favor as they capitalized on the new profound intensity to surge and score the secure lead of 30 points, showcasing their resilience and strategic acumen in turning the game in their favor. NYC believed the first team 155-70.